God, thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity. Speak to our hearts. Give us an understanding and revelation of who you are. We appreciate you so much. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. There's a battle that's happening inside of us. I want you to know that don't look on the outside. Don't get all caught up in what other people are doing and what other people are saying and how people are trying to manipulate your life one way or the other. Greater is he, everybody say, greater is he, that is in me than he is in the world. It's so important for us to understand that when we're going through the challenges that we're going through, that God resides in us. It's so important because if we don't understand it and we don't realize that God is working in us and through us and as us, we will be moved by things that's happening in our environment. So our environment will control our life instead of God controlling our life. It's so important for us to understand who we are, right? And really, really, really understand it because it changes the dynamics of everything we deal with, everything that we deal with. It gives us a peace that surpasses all understanding. When we understand that I don't care what I come up against, I have God working in me and through me and as me. It's so important to understand that. And the more I can really grasp it and really, really understand it, there's a peace, right, more than anything else that would come over me that I'd be able to stand and walk in the midst of all the trials and tribulation that come up against us. There is a battle that's going on. So Paul wanted to address the issue. Now, when you read Romans chapter 6, Paul lets us know that when Jesus Christ came into the earth, right, he died. And when he died, spiritually, we died with him. When he rose, we rose with him, right? What Christ was trying to get us to understand is that we need his consciousness. We need the mind of Christ. Everybody say the mind of Christ. If we have the mind of Christ, whatever we come up against, right, the way we think will carry us through every situation. Every decision we make is based on the way we think, right? It's important that whatever happens, whatever somebody do to us, we make the decision how we want to handle the situation. We decide, right? Our emotions are going to come into play. But the more we have a Christ-like mindset, the more we can handle the situation, right? If we don't have the mind of Christ, all right, then we're going to have a battle on our hand. We know that there's a war going on the inside of us. Everything is about us, right? Quit looking outside of you trying to find the answers to situations and circumstances. The battle is going on the inside. How I handle a situation is based on the way I think and the way my heart is. It ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. It's how I want to handle the situation, right? So the relationship I have with God determines how I'll handle the situation. Once I recognize that, right, and I understand the Christ consciousness, right, and then I realize that I am the Christ, right? I'm him. That's why Jesus said the kingdom will be in you, right? It will be in you, operating inside of you. And he said once you get it, it's the key that unlocks the world. It changes your entire world when you understand that, right? And so there's a serious, serious pull. There's a battle going on the inside. And Paul knew it. Now, Paul was one of the greatest apostles of the New Testament, right? And Paul said, man, I'm dealing with this struggle, and I have a sincere relationship with God. I talk to Jesus personally, but I got a battle that I'm fighting. And it's dealing with our sin nature. So you have two natures, You have your spiritual side and you have your sin nature, right? Your sin nature have a tendency, man, to pull you away from God. And you try to handle things, man, the way the world should handle it, right? But when you have a Christ consciousness, man, when you make a decision, you always make a decision, man, based on what God says about it, right? It's something, even if you don't know the Bible, when you have a Christ consciousness, it lends you to making the right decisions, right? Something on the inside tells you the right decision to make. Now, whether I make that decision or not is up to me, right? But I have to make the decision, all right? If I choose to operate with my sin nature, there's death. Everybody say death. Yeah. Death comes with sin. The wages of sin is death, right? Not necessarily physical death, but it's a death of your relationship or with your Christ consciousness or your relationship with God. And you have a tendency to think, man, God is not with you, right? When sin comes into your life. So when sin engulfs your life, it pulls you away from God and you operate in contrary to God, right? So this battle is going on. So in Romans, Paul was writing. He says, so the trouble, now this is what Paul says. The trouble is not with the law. The trouble is not with the law of what's right and what's wrong, right? For it is spiritual. So the law is spiritual and it's good. The trouble is with me. Everybody say with me. The problem is always with me, right? I have to look at the situation and realize, man, where am I at in this situation, right? Where am I? I have to be honest with myself. If we're not honest with ourselves, we'll never, ever solve our situation. And once I'm honest with me, right, then I don't care. No weapon. Everybody say no weapon. The reason why no weapon can be formed against me because I know who I am and I know how I'm operating. So if I know where I'm at with God, I don't care what you do to me. No weapon you bring up against me can handle it. All right? I'm not worried about it because no weapon formed against me can ever prosper in my life because I know where I'm at. But if I don't know where I'm at and I don't know where I'm at with God and my relationship with God and who I am and I don't understand my Christ consciousness and I don't understand the power that I have, right? Every wind, every storm, every trial and tribulation will take me out. I will lose my mind, and they don't have enough pills for me. They just don't have enough, right? The weed can't get strong enough, right? Because I'm so shook up, I'm trying to find something to numb it. But when I have Christ as a conscience and I understand who he is, right? It doesn't matter what you bring up against me, man, I lean into that side of me, right? And when I lean, it gives me a peace, right? So it says, the trouble is with me, for I am all too human, but I'm a slave to my sin nature. I'm a slave to my sin nature. So my sin nature, so that's why he said the law is not wrong, but my sin nature. Right? Gravitates to those things. So then he goes and he jumps down to verse 21. And I'm going to get you guys out of here by 12:30. I promise you. Even if I do the sermon next week. Right? He said, I have discovered this principle. Everybody say principle. This is the principle of life. That when I want to do what is right, Dale, I inevitably do what is wrong. Right? Then here's what he says. I love God's law with all my heart. I know the right thing to do because I love God with all my heart, right? But if I'm in my sin nature, man, I make a decision, man, contrary to God. If my sin nature is controlling my life, I will make a decision, man, contrary to God, even though I love God with all my heart. That's because I'm leaning into my sin nature, right? And so my sin nature is alive in my life, and it's controlling me, and it's controlled by my five senses. Right. And so my spiritual side, it becomes very weak because I'm not feeding it because I'm not leaning into God. I'm not leaning into my Christ consciousness. I'm leaning in, man. Listen, I promise you, man, they better leave me alone. They don't want to wake up that they don't want to wake that part of me up. Now, I already know I'm in my sin nature. I'm in my sin nature because I'm saying if you push this button one more time. Just one more. Send me one more text and watch what happens. All right? I'm in my sin nature. Right? So my sin nature is controlling me. So now it ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. It's got to do with me because I'm saying, just send me one more. And then the enemy gonna send you one more. It's coming because I'm feeding that beast. Right? And I got this battle going on. Now God is saying, now listen, you know doggone well, you ain't got no business dealing with you. Said, but God, you understand this, they need to hear it in real time. Right? So I gotta let them know, right? But listen, I'm telling you, you can't even fight that battle outside. There's nothing you can do with a situation outside of you. You may think you can handle it, but you can't do nothing with that person outside of you. You can't do nothing with your husband. You can't do nothing with your wife. You can't do nothing with your boss, your neighbor, your enemy. I cannot control them, but I got the power to control me. Right? Now, I can make a decision, man, contrary to God, and it's going to affect so many other people other than me. You know, so our sin nature will trick you into making decision, think it's just about you. But I promise you, if I do something crazy, it's going to affect every single person in this building. And I said, ain't your business. Stay out my business. Your business is my business. Right? Because it's going to impact you. Some of you guys are grieved more than I grieve. I can do something wrong, and you'll cry harder than me. Because you'll be so hurt because we're so connected. Right? Now, everybody say, it's an inside job. Now, so this battle is going on, and I'm fighting this battle. Right? And then he goes on to say this. This is what he says in verse 23 and 24. But there is another power within me that is at war. Everybody say at war. With my mind. Now listen, that's what I was telling somebody one time. I said, quit thinking. The more you think, the more you spiral out of control. Your mind will play tricks on you. You start thinking things that's there that's not even there. You get mad about stuff that haven't even happened. Right? And you just thinking, stop thinking. Right? Now, because there's a battle, so the enemy is trying to get your mind. He said, this power makes me a slave to my sin, to the sin that is still within me. So now there's another power, right, that makes me a sin. That means I'm a slave to my sin nature. That means my sin nature controlling me, I'm not controlling it. I think I'm in control because I'm so smart when I'm really making crazy, dumb decisions, doing stuff, and I think I'm in control when I'm literally out of control. I have no power. You don't have control until you get into your Christ consciousness. You really don't, right? You really don't. He said, verse 24, oh, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death, right? Because whenever sin comes into play, man, death is always right around the corner. Now listen, I'm not talking about physical death. A death is I can lie on Dale and then it'll kill our relationship. And it's also the death of my influence. Right? So death, is, you can die and be walking around. You're like a zombie. You're walking dead. Right? Now, that's because you're making bad decisions and it's killing you on your feet. So whenever I commit sin and I'm doing things contrary to what God tell me to do, now listen, but I don't understand the Bible. You don't have to understand the Bible because God going to speak to your heart. He'll tell you in your heart the right thing to do. And you got to listen to your heart. You got to listen to your spirit. You got to listen to your spiritual side because you're both a dual person. Right? Now, he said, listen. Now, this is important. Oh, what miserable person I am. Who will free me? Who? Who? The only body can free you, man, is Christ himself. Everybody say Jesus. Jesus is the Christ consciousness. I got to change the way I think if I want to change the way I behave. If I want to change my circumstances, if I want to get freed up, I got to change the way I think. I got to have a Christ consciousness. I'm not waiting for Jesus to come down off the cross, right? I'm coming to him to come alive in my mind. I got to have a Christ consciousness, Sister Shaq, Once I got a Christ consciousness, that's the only thing that can free me from killing somebody. Because I promise you, when I look at him, I'm mad. When I think about him, I'm mad. And the only thing that can get me out of that situation is a Christ consciousness. I gotta have a God. Everybody say God conscious. All right. Now he goes on to say this. He says, thank God. He jumps in. He said, thank God. The answer is in Christ. The answer is in a Christ consciousness. Everybody say the answer is in the way you think. Now, who's controlling your stinking thinking? Right? Watch your mind. If you don't watch out who's controlling your stink, you're going to make some bad decisions. And some of us, we had bad experiences in our life, and we grew. We got this trauma and stuff that's going on in our life that's been down. I was telling somebody the other day, me and my wife had a situation and a circumstance, and I was so mad at her, I was mad at her. And I told her I was mad at her. And I told her about herself. I said, you're wrong, and I'm telling you, Sister Durin, you're the only one. And you're the one to do this, and blah, 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 blah. And I was like smoking. And I was right in my own mind. And I didn't have, wasn't no Christ consciousness. This was me talking. Because she hurt my feelings. Because I was the pastor. And I'm her husband. And I'd do anything in the world for her. Right? And I told her, and I told her that too. I said, I'd do anything for you. How dare you not do this one thing for me? I said, everybody else would do it except you. I was in my flesh. I was in my feelings, right? And so years ago, Maggie, I was a principal. And when I was a principal, Camille and them appreciate this. As a leader, Margaret, my issue is I do anything I can to help you be successful. I'm going to give you every resource under my power. I'm going to do whatever it is to make you successful, right? And you know, like all of us, Shaq, my expectation is that you'll do it for me too, right? But when I was a principal, some of them teachers crossed me. I did some stuff, and I was doing things for them, man, and they went behind my back, and they went against me, and it upset me so much, man. It messed up my equilibrium. I was all out of whack, right? I was so messed up. My therapist had to get it out of me. I didn't realize how bad it was, right? Now, this was when I was a principal at Steele Middle School, Pentecost. I got over that. God delivered me, I thought. I thought I was delivered until I asked Sister Durin to do something, and she said no. When she said no, all those feelings back then, man, came full-fledged. I had to go back. I was in my meditation. In my meditation, God told me in my meditation, when you're in my meditation, I'm in my Christ conscious, right? So now I'm really focused on God. He said, I want you to understand something. You was 100% wrong. With Sister Durin, everything happened was about you. It had nothing to do with the decision she made. The decision she made was 100% accurate. Because what you was asking her to do, she couldn't do, and she told you she couldn't do it, and you knew she couldn't do it. Right? And I told her, I said, you can do it because people make decisions. Right? And God says, but the problem is, he said, I got to show you because you're about to face something that you ain't faced before. He said, you coming up against something that somebody you've been very loyal to, they're going to tell you no. And you thought you had this conquered, and I'm letting you know you ain't got it conquered. He said, this ain't got nothing to do with her. It has everything to do with you. So everybody said it was an inside job. Think about whatever you're doing, whatever. You want to blame somebody else, but it's about you. God is trying to tell you something about you, but you have to get in your Christ consciousness in order to see it. If you don't, you're going to stay in your sin nature, and you're going to be mad and keep blaming somebody else for something when you're the problem. And the problem never get resolved because it's always somebody else and never you. You're going to keep on thinking it's somebody else. The reason they're doing this, it's going to be you the whole time. And you're going to make the situation worse and worse and worse. And you're going to think you're never, ever going to solve that problem until you realize that that it's you. And you'll never know it's you until you get into your Christ consciousness. Because as long as you're in your sin, they're just going to feed that craziness. That's the truth. That's the truth. That's why it's and the battle is now do what you know. You know what feel good to you, right? You know, and I got my chest out because I had a good. I thought I had her this time. I thought I had her, right? And he do it to me every single time I think I got her, right? It's never her. It's always me. Every situation, he always show me. But he doesn't show me, man, when I'm in my flesh, when I'm operating in my sin nature. He only show me, man, when I get into my meditation because now I'm in my Christ consciousness. That's why he said you got to be conscious of your unconsciousness all the time. Otherwise, you're going to be making decisions, man, based on your subconscious or your sin nature. Everybody say my sin nature. Now, this is important. Now, here we go. Here's what he says, right? He says, when Paul was dealing with it, he says, man, I got this battle going on. Whenever I desire to do good, evil is always present. Maggie, he says, and I got this thing going, and I know you got a problem. I don't know who you are out there. I don't know where you're at, but you got something going on in your life, and you need to get it right, and you're mad at somebody else. I don't care who it is. I don't know what it is. You're mad at them, and you want to kill them. You want to walk away from them. You want to just hate them. You're just mad, but the person you need to hate is you because you're the problem, right? And if you don't get you right, you're going to hurt somebody. You're going to make a decision, and you're going to impact somebody else's life. You're going to ruin somebody else, man, because you're into your sin nature. Because you have not turned your life over to Christ for real and made him the Lord of your life. So your Christ consciousness is not running your life. Your sin nature is running your life. And that's why you're miserable. When I say you're miserable, you're mad. You're angry. You know, you sitting there, Tasia, I can't believe that woman dropped that kid off. It just, and she didn't come and pick him up. God said, this ain't got nothing to do with her. What's going on? Why are you so mad? Why you let her control you because she didn't pick up a kid? You can just make a decision. No, you want to get mad because I got to fix something inside of you because there's something that's making you angry that ain't got nothing to do with her. He says, it's an inside job. He said, once you realize that it ain't got nothing to do with them, man, then you handle this thing. But you got to turn inside. He said, because now you got a war going on and you're fighting yourself. The battle is yourself. You're not fighting anybody on the outside. You never fight anybody on the outside. You're always fighting yourself. The enemy is you. The adversary is you. You the devil and Jesus. You got both of them. The question is, whoever you feed the most lives is the strongest. If you don't want that demonic force to run your life, then spend more time in your spiritual life. Because whatever lion you feed is going to be the strongest one. And I don't care who you think you are. You can speak in tongues all you want. You can listen, if you speaking in tongues for real and you're anointing it, I guarantee you, man, you'll get out of yourself and then you'll be really operating. Because you're not going to be speaking in tongues and talking about me at the same time. That ain't happening, man. You a lie from the pit of hell. You ain't anointed, calling me, telling me I ain't no good, and he ain't no good. You a lie. I'm telling you a lie on national television, even though we ain't on TV, right? You can't be anointed, speaking in tongues, and then gossiping and talking about people behind their back. You in your sin nature. You faking like you in your spiritual man. But you better get it together. He said, I got to get it together. So he said, now there's no condemnation for those who are belong to Christ. Once I really make a commitment to Christ and I'm focused on my Christ, I'm never condemned when I'm doing the right thing. I'm only condemned when I'm doing something I'm not supposed to do. That's why he said there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ. So when I'm in my Christ consciousness, what am I to be condemned about? There's no condemnation because I'm not doing nothing wrong. Right? He says, and because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. He says, when you get into Christ, man, he frees you from the power of your sin nature. Your sin nature no longer has power. That's why I said you die to it. It doesn't die. You die to it. It doesn't have any power over you. So if you're still cussing, well, you know, that's just the language. Well, you better get it cleaned up. I'm telling you, you better get it cleaned up. Because if you don't, the enemy is within. And listen to me. Jesus was very, very clear. He said, I come, the Christ conscience, that you may have life and have more abundance. He said, but the enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy. So when I get crazy and start acting a fool and cussing you out and clowning, not only did I lose you, I lose a whole lot of other people. And I lose my influence with God because I don't have a God conscience. Now I don't have no protection. It's like walking outside in a storm, man, without an umbrella. Okay, I better quit. Now, so he goes on and says this. He said, the law of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sin nature. He said, our sin nature is so weak. He said, when Moses gave the law, he said, the law can't save you. The law was just to show you your weakness. It don't save you. So I'm giving you the law. I said, do not commit adultery. I'm giving you the law. It ain't going to save you. It's going to show you what it is. Now, the problem is it makes you more condemned because now you want to do it even more. The only way you can get out of it is you got to spend more time into your Christ consciousness. Amen. You got to be conscious of your unconscious. You got to say, man, I got to lean into this thing a little bit more. You know what I'm talking about, right? He goes, so God did what the law could not do. God did what the law could not do. He sent his own son in the body like the body of we sinners have. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving us, watch this, giving his son as a what? Listen, the only way that you can get control of this thing, you got to have the Christ consciousness. I got to give my life to him, Ed. And once I give my life to him, I'm conscious of that. Now, Jesus comes into my life as a spirit to control my behavior and my language and my talk and my heart. He gives me a heart transplant. And he turns my heart of stone into heart of flesh. Right? So it's important, right, that you give your, listen, everybody said next week, same place, same time. Everybody stand to your feet, get on your feet. Yeah, y'all thought I was going to go a long time. I know y'all want to keep going. I'm going to do part two of this thing next week. I'm picking up part two, right? All right. I want you guys to think about, I want you to think about your Christ consciousness, right? I want you to think about it. This is something I want you to seriously think about. Every time you make a decision, I want you to say, am I being controlled by my sin nature or am I being controlled by my conscience, my Christ consciousness? Do I have the mind of Christ or am I controlled by my sin nature? Every time I make a decision, Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for Christ. Thank you for the example that you gave us. Thank you for the power that you downloaded into us. Thank you for your spirit that will lead us and guide us in all truth. Thank you, Lord, for the power to be able to tell the demons to get away. Even the demons are going to answer. They have to answer to us when we're under your control and your power. We ask you, Lord, give us that desire and that passion to live into you, Lord. Lord, we ask you to give us the strength to be able to do the things that you want done so we can make a difference in our community and our families, Lord. It starts with us as an individual. We can't influence anybody if we are not committed to you. So, Lord, we thank you for every single person under the sound of my voice as they commit their life to you and commitment to making you the Lord of their life. So if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you don't understand Christ in your life, you want Christ to be a part of your life, I'm asking you to come to the altar. If you want to be delivered from something, I ask you to come to the altar in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, as we leave this place, but never your presence, be with us, Lord. Give us traveling mercies, Lord. Protect us. Keep your arms of protection around us. Mend our broken hearts. Give us a spirit of forgiveness. We need forgiveness, Lord, because if we don't forgive, it's going to kill us on the inside. From the inside, we're going to die. From the inside out, if we don't forgive, forgiveness is for us, not for somebody else. Give us the spirit of forgiveness. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. The altar is open for those. God bless you.